Hello and welcome everyone to Spiritual Insights. We are kicking off the new year 2016 with Sue Masseri, psychic medium, and I want to announce a schedule change. Sue was appearing every month on the first Sunday of the month, and we've changed that to the first Monday at 3 p.m. of each month, so you might want to adjust your calendars. We'll take as many calls as we can in 1 hour, of course. And if you're new to the show, to learn more about Sue and see her scheduled segments for the year, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. You can tune into her past segments as well. There's a complete list of archives organized. Whether you want to learn more about mediumship, money energy, the paranormal, or anything else, you can find it all easily on the website. To make 2016 your best year possible, I would encourage all listeners to read Sue and her husband Tom's spiritually self-empowering and transformational book entitled The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram, the Mayan shaman. Abram is a personality whom Tom has been channeling for more than 40 years. The book is a compilation of insightful messages as Abram explains the power of thought, the laws of the universe, the principles of manifesting, and so much more. Abram gives you effective techniques for channeling your higher self to create balance, health, and money in your life. So let's really make this our best years. I know last year was pretty challenging for me. I assume it was for a lot of you as well. You can check out their calendar of events for public channeling sessions with Tom and Abram, or you can book a private reading with Sue at their websites. If you have a spiritual center or a similar venue and would like to book them for an event, you can contact them directly at their respective websites, which are abramchanneling.com and mediumshipunplugged.com to reach Sue. So we are going to get right to it.
Unmuted.
Sue, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, Charlotte. This is going to be a really exciting year. It's going to be a year of a lot of changes for people, and I'm just so excited about it. I'm so glad to be done with 2015 and moving into 2016. This is going to be a great year.
I agree. I can feel the energy. I don't know, you know, what that will look like, and that's okay. I'm used to not straining to visualize the future, but I'm excited about the upswing in energy. Although this month Mercury is retrograde from the 5th to the 25th, so we all want to be careful not to sign any major contracts or make any major purchases. Do your best. If you want more information on Mercury retrograde, you can go to astrologyzone.com, and Susan Miller put up a complete article all about retrogrades. I'm so glad she did that. So that's the only thing I have to watch out for this month, I think.
I think that Tom and I were talking earlier and about this upcoming year and the change in energy and the just the sheer magnitude of positive changes. And I think for me, and it might be true, ring true for many other people, this upcoming year with so many changes that are going to be taking place for people, and these changes could be positive and they can be negative, but it's all for growth and serves our highest good in the long run. But not to put expectations on anything. Don't put expectations on people. Don't put expectations on things that you want to accomplish in your life. Set your goals. Visualize how you want things to be and how you want your life to be, but not to place any importance or expectations on anything.
That's very important. And it's important to stay grounded, stay focused, be diligent, and try not to take the timeline too seriously. And then, you know, because all of our disappointments are directly related to our expectations and attachments. So just keep listening to the show, and we'll keep everybody buoyant and looking forward to what's coming. Well, Sue, I announced that we changed your schedule from Sunday to Mondays at 3 p.m. the first Monday of the month. Do you have any other announcements you'd like to make?
I am very, very excited to announce that Tom and I are putting together and hosting retreats in historical St. Augustine at a local bed and breakfast. And our next retreat, our last retreat was in August, which was a huge success, and our next retreat is coming up in March 4th, 5th, and 6th. Now, if you go to Abram's website, which is www.abramchanneling.com, and go to the Retreats tab, you'll see all of the information about it. We have the capacity for 20 people total. We have 6 bedrooms. Each bedroom has a queen-size bed, and the cost of the retreat for the weekend is $185. We are not charging for the rooms, so it's $185 per person across the board. The rooms are first come, first serve, and you can bring a friend as long as they pay for the retreat. It's $185. You can have a friend staying with you as long as you don't mind sharing a queen-size bed with someone. So it could be a friend, partner, whomever you'd like to bring. So it's the name of the bed and breakfast is Paradisi Place, which we have a link on the website, so you can they're also listed on Airbnb, so you can go to their link and you can take a look at what the bed and breakfast looks like. The people that own us are very own the bed and breakfast are very good friends of ours, Katerina and Igor, and they are lovely, lovely people and are very excited about opening their home to hosting the retreats with us. And we'll be having these retreats 3 to 4 times a year. So the next one is March 4th, 5th, and 6th. And Abram will be speaking, and he will be talking about reality and the illusion of reality, the universe, and how it affects you, and how he will teach. He teaches people how to access their higher mind so they can do it any time that they want to, anywhere that they are. I will be teaching mediumship development. Terry Scalia is holding a discussion about ETs and telepathic contact, and she will be giving a message specifically designed for the people at the retreat through automatic writing. We have a woman by the name of Mary Beth Hickey who will hold an in-depth discussion on dream symbols and how to interpret one's own dreams. She is a woman who is extremely connected to the energy of the earth, and she seems to have a really uncanny connection with nature. There's so many things that happen to this woman out in nature and how things just come to her. It's just unbelievable. And then we have Shelley Defebaugh, who will be giving a presentation in the gallery style readings using tarot and using tarot as a divination tool. So we have that going on. Tom and I will also be contributors to a new online community called crystalinnercircle.com, and this is a sister site with crystalvaults.com, which is an online company where you can buy crystals. So this is a whole community of astrologers and psychics and all kinds of information about crystals, and you might want to check that out. I don't know at this point if they are public, but you can go to www.crystalinnercircle.com and see where they are. If it's not published in public right now, it will be within a few days. And Tom has a channeling development class in February. It will be held every Sunday in the month of February, and he will be teaching channeling, and it's going to be held in our home. So it's basically for local people and people who can travel maybe an hour to 2 hours that are away, Orlando, Gainesville, places like that in Northeast Florida, Georgia, Southern Georgia. And not everyone, there's so many different ways of channeling. It doesn't necessarily have to be the way that Tom channels. There's conscious channeling. There's automatic writing and channeling that way. There's a whole different, there are very different ways of channeling. And this is a class where people can find out what their forte is. And it may not even be channeling. It may be mediumship. It may be something else. So we're having that in the month of February.
sounds good.
Yeah. A lot of things going on.
All right.
Yeah.
Quick question. The bed and breakfast, where is that located? What's happening?
It's in St. Augustine, historical St. Augustine. St. Augustine, if people are not aware, is the first city in the United States. It was the very first city.
And yes.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Yeah,
okay.
It's beautiful.
Wow, you got a lot going on. And sound, the retreat sounds great. The bed and breakfast sounds great. The classes sound terrific. The people you mentioned. I love all the energy of everything you just said. Okay, well, let's jump to the phones. And I'll let everybody know how it works. You want to be patient with us. Calls are taken in the order that they are received, and we want to help as many people as we can in this hour. So please ask only one specific question on a situation or specify who you'd like to connect with on the other side. So we'll tap in and relay the information. And in the interest of time, general questions and questions about finding your soulmate, we discourage that just so to keep things moving and help as many people as we can in the time that we have. I'm doing the technical stuff, but if I am guided to do so, I'll jump in and offer some additional insight. But Sue is in the spotlight, so please direct your questions to Sue. Here is the lineup, ladies and gentlemen. Up first is area code. Area code 617, followed by area code 509, then 707, then 252, and I'll refresh the list as we go. All right, you ready to jump in, Sue?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Area code 617, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, ladies. This is Gwen. How are you?
Gwen.
Hi, Charlotte. Happy New Year.
I was so hoping you would. Happy New Year. I was so hoping you would call.
I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
How is everybody?
I have been thinking about you, and I was going to email you today, and then I forgot. I was going to email you and tell you that the show that we were back on today.
Oh, good.
I was
good.
So hoping you were going
to
call.
Do Blog Talk. Day off, so this is a good thing.
There you go.
It's a very good thing, boy. I truly, truly miss the two of you.
Oh, it is great to hear your voice. And
yes,
I
guys as well.
I'm getting goosebumps sitting here, hearing your voice, because I'm getting the feeling that you have gone through so many changes, and I am just covered with goosies right now. This is amazing.
Wow.
There are so many changes that you have gone through. You are actually happy right now. Is the feeling that I'm getting and the information that I'm getting. I don't know if this is your father, your grandfather, but he's coming through. And, oh my gosh. He is giving you a huge bouquet of red roses for the past. This is for the past. This is for healing of the past. Okay.
That sounds like my husband.
Okay. Now, he's bringing through a younger female energy, but I'm getting daughter with this. So, I want to ask a personal question.
It's okay. You most certainly can.
Okay. Did you ever have a pregnancy that did not come to full term?
Yes, but it wasn't with my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He is with this energy.
Oh.
He has this energy with him. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. He is saying that you have done so much in your lifetime, that you have had so many heartbreaks in your lifetime, that you deserve every bit and ounce of happiness that you can get right now out of life, And he said that you were in the position. You were not. You were physically in the position. You were mentally in the position. You were emotionally in the position for everything to come together. That this is your time right now. And he's saying that he wants you to take full advantage of that. And he wants you to live to the fullest, because you have been through so much and you have hurt so much and you have done so much to help other people. Mm-hmm. That it's time for you to take care of you and for you to be happy and everything. It's like all the stars are aligning. Everything is aligning for you. Yes. And this year is going to be fabulous going into 2017.
Yes.
And he gives you, he wants to give you all of the love and support.
Yes.
All of the love and support.
That's him. Mhm. And I'm ready.
You are there, girl. You are there.
Yes. And you know, I just know that I kept saying to myself, I know God, you know, there's a purpose for this. There's a reason for this. I don't understand it, and at times it makes me angry, but I know you said that you will never leave me nor forsake me. And I want you to keep your word to me. Mm-hmm. And he has.
This
beautiful.
And he's bringing through this energy of this child who's no longer a child.
Yes.
He's no longer a child. That there should
it's
be.
A girl?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a female energy. That any. And you know this, woman to woman, who has lost a child, whether it's miscarriage, abortion. You know, people think that you know, women who have abortions take this lightly. It is not done lightly.
That's right.
It is not done lightly. It affects our being. It affects our soul.
Amen. Yes.
And sometimes, along with that. Along with the loss of a child like that, is it leaves us with lingering thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What did I do?
Exactly.
You know, there. You know, guilt can be so subtle and so maybe a little insidious, but very subtle. You know, and it's just there, and he wants you to erase everything around that situation. He wants you to let go of everything energy-wise of that situation, because everything was aligned the way it was supposed to be aligned.
Amen. Yes. I truly believe that.
I do, too. I believe that... that's a contract between two souls.
Yes.
Where you put yourself in that position, and that soul agrees to accompany you only so far, help you with that decision for your growth. So it's okay. There's no need to feel guilty, because that soul already knew. And we always think of babies as chronologically, you know, young people, but we have to remember that the soul associated with that vessel is thousands of years old and knows what they're doing.
Amen. Because when I look back at it, I'm like, there was just no, I just did not have the space.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the space to bring a child, because here I am suffering through my own family. And, you know, here I am bringing in a child. And I just, you know, when I miscarried, it was painful. But I knew that this wasn't the time. So I thank God. I really did. I know this sounds crazy, but I thank God, because there was just no way. And I learned a valuable lesson from that.
And it's also from the perspective of the soul that is also having that experience.
Yes.
That they only needed that particular experience and for that length of time. And there's various reasons through readings that I've done with people who have lost babies in their pregnancy, that there are all kinds of reasons. Some come in to feel the emotions of the mother. Some come in because they only want to experience conception and just a few months of living and developing. So it works. The contract and the agreements are there, and it serves you for what you are going through emotionally, and it serves the soul that's coming in who is looking for a certain experience around that with you.
Exactly. Exactly. So true. So true.
Oh.
Ladies, oh my gosh. Whew. Always beautiful. Always a beautiful experience. Always. You just lift me up. You really do.
I am so glad you called.
Me too.
Yes.
You lift us up. Are you kidding?
I know. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right?
Beautiful. It's just, God's good. God is good.
Oh,
so what are your plans for the year, Gwen? What do you have what irons do you have in the fire?
Yes, I do. First, cleaning up my space, making room for the new.
Good.
That's my number one thing, and really starting to put things down on paper and start manifesting my life. I know it's waiting for me. And step through it. There's no time like the present.
Good for you.
Become it.
Yes.
Decide what you want and
become
it. I've
seen changes, things happening. I'm starting to slowly see things happening. And I'm excited. I really am excited. And letting go of some of the things that have been dragging me down and understanding that, you know, people will pass through your life. We're not meant to hold on to it or to them.
Right.
Enjoy them for the moment.
Some of those changes are going to be pretty quick, so hold on to your hat.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Because once you let go like that, things move so much more effortlessly, and boom,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got it going on. You know what you're doing.
Ladies, thank you. Thank you so much.
One last thing. This gentleman is bringing through a champagne glass. to toast you and to help you welcome in the new year.
Oh, yes. Yes. Wow.
Awesome.
I really, truly was not expecting to hear from him.
Wow.
Makes it sweeter.
Yes, it's been a long time. He's been on my mind. He has truly been on my mind.
Oh, well, here you
and
go.
I knew nothing. I had no idea that he, once we divorced 12, 13 years ago, that was it.
Oh. Wow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no contact. Until recently. Yeah.
He's been tapping you on the head.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what makes you
mind.
Think of him. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for helping us kick off the show. It's the first show in the new year.
Thank you, lady.
And
thank
I couldn't have started
so
off better. With you. Oh, we love you, Gwen.
Oh. Well, I love you guys as well.
I love you.
So very much.
Is your email the
love
same?
You.
Do you still have the same email address?
Yes, I do.
If you don't hear from me in the next couple of days, it means something has gone awry with my contacts, so please email me if you don't hear from me in the next couple of days.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
All right.
God bless you both. God
Happy
bless
you.
You,
Gwen.
Happy New
God
Year.
Bless
love you.
You.
Already.
Love you
Bye
too.
Bye.
Love you too. All right, bye bye. I've had her on my mind all day. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's
terrific.
So beautiful.
I know. I love her. All right, moving on to area code 509, bringing you live on the air. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Erica from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. I just have a question. like in regards to this internship. I interviewed back in November, and I was told that I was placed in the alternative list, which is pretty much like if someone for some reason drops, that's when the alternative list comes to play, and that way they can replace like the person. But and it starts this Wednesday, like the training and all of that. And I decided this morning to contact Paula. She's like the coordinator in charge of it. And so yeah, she was telling me, like, I was just telling her that, like, I'm available, like, if she does need me, like, for the alternative, like, if someone were to drop. And she said it's kind of rare, but it has happened. So, I mean, there's still hope for it. And I was just wondering, like, what you see. I'm planning to as well let go of this because, you know, it's part of last year. So, like, I don't know. I just want to let things happen, too, at the same time. Like you said, expectations is what hurts. Like, I don't know what you said. Something about that. Expectations is, and I don't know what you ended with that.
Expectations and attachments is the basis of all disappointments.
There you go.
No matter how big or small the disappointment is, the ego attaches a size to things. It makes things, depending on the level of damage you believe it caused you. So some things are a minor inconvenience, and some things are a major loss or a tragedy. But the ego attaches a size to it. So, yeah, eliminating your expectations and attachments allows energy to move freely. That's what I was getting at. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I like that part. Yeah, well, I mean, I was like, I'm glad I had, like, the guts to tell you. I mean, there's really nothing else that I can lose. And she's like, well, Erica, I really like you. You have the personality, look, and drive. But the only thing that you lacked in was they made us write writing prompts. And that's the part where she was like, you know, you do a lot of writing within this. And I was like, well, I can always improve in that. I mean, I do understand what I'm writing and everything. Like, I was in AP English, like all honors stuff. So, I don't know. It was like a very limited time too. So, I mean, I did my best, I guess, like within the time frame that I was given. But, I mean, everything's already done. And I just want to know, like, if this will be a positive outcome for me. Like I said, regardless, I do feel like I need to move on too. Like, I just can't hold on to it. Like, if it happens, it happens, you know?
You're answering your own question. Good.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't see really anything coming from this, that it would be best to do exactly what you're saying to do and view it as this situation and what you've already put your energy into, and think of it as having its own consciousness, and let it work its own magic, and whether something happens from it, great. And if nothing happens from it, then you're not disappointed because you have moved on to plan B or whatever else you want to focus on. But I don't see a lot of activity with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think
that
you're...
That I won't be offered.
I think your own advice is the best. Is to let it...
I think that the... Go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think that what you are planning and what you are thinking is you're giving yourself the best advice that you can. And just let it take its natural course, you know, without worrying about it and, you know, without putting that kind of energy into it.
I just wanted some insight before I actually closed that chapter, just because I really did work very hard, and it's something that I really want.
Well, is there...
And the only thing I can add... Go ahead, Sue.
Well, is there... can you reapply at some point, or...?
I graduate this year, and that means law school, so it kind of is the end for me, like... If I were a junior, a beginner, then maybe, but I'm already, like, a senior, ready to graduate.
Okay.
All right. So you're headed towards law school.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I just want to add that the, you know, I know you're a hard worker, and this really, on the outside, looks like a really good opportunity. But the important thing to remember is the wisdom that you gleaned from this experience that saturated all the things you said about letting go and moving on. Just the gaining that wisdom right there sets the platform for the way you make decisions. And then your life keeps moving forward, it keeps moving upward, as long as you maintain that emotional posture of, I would like to have this, but I'm open to other outcomes. And you're never disappointed, then you're always reaching higher. Does that make sense, Erica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually got an email for another intern that I didn't even want to look at or apply because it's in Washington, D.C. At the White House. So that's a different internship.
But, wow. Holy smokes, girl.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, I would.
Holy smokes.
I know, but I wanted this one now, the Washington one.
It feels like you could really make a difference. What are you studying? What area?
I want to become a traffic judge, but as an attorney, I want to become a wrongfully convicted, like a defense attorney for them.
Wow.
That's what I want to do.
If you go to Washington, D.C., you're putting yourself right smack dab in the middle of so much activity and being a lawyer. I mean, come on. That's what an opportunity. That would be great.
Yeah, not to push you, but we're more excited about the opportunity than you are.
Yeah.
But follow your instincts and follow your heart, and you can't make any mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely, because you've got a good head on your shoulder. You know what's going on, and you know this may be disappointing right now, but in the long run, it may not be working out for a reason. That there are other mm-hmm. avenues that are going to be opening up for you.
Yeah, bigger and better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Erica.
Think big. Think big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Paula, she told me to email her, and she'll send me links to other interns in the area at the Capitol here in the state.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. I don't know, I just hope, like, talking to her now would have helped me. I don't know. Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine.
Okay.
You've got a great future ahead of you.
Sure do. Well, we're going to move mm-hmm. on to other callers, Erica, but I thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Good luck to you. All right. Take care, sweetheart. All righty. Wow, what a promising future.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Okay, and I got a bristle of energy around Erica as well. Lots of opportunities, meeting people, networking. I'm getting it's pretty electric.
It is. She's got a really bright future. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Erica, I know you can hear me, so you just go do your thing, and you'll be fine. Okay, moving on to area code 707, bring you live on the air. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is, my friends call me B. I'm from California.
Hi.
And,
how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
My heart is racing right now. I'm very excited and nervous to be, calling in. Actually, my situation, but leading into my question is, I actually left my job as a litigation attorney about 6 months ago, due to stress. Health reasons, the work environment, and have been sort of taking some time off. Lately, I've been feeling like I'm being called into another direction. I really want to help people. I've been told that I have gifts of, you know, I don't know whether it's picking things up or that sort of thing. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that either of you are seeing in terms of sort of, you know, that alternative path.
What I see with the past situation when you were talking about it was that it was very toxic. And there were, I'm getting the feeling that there were several men involved in the situation that were toxic. Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything specific in what area you're thinking of going into now?
Well, all sorts of healing modalities have been interesting me, but I'm not, you know, I haven't studied any one particular enough to say. But, I mean, even things like, you know, astrology, I've always been into from the time I was, you know, in middle school. I was really into that. I don't know if that's even the general area that I should be headed toward or if I need to be sticking to law.
All right. I have a couple of ideas that if you wanted to get into a healing modality and you want to work with energy, is this working with energy, is that something that you would be interested in doing?
Yes, absolutely.
I would steer you towards pranic healing. Now, the reason that I would steer you in that direction instead of Reiki or something like that is that locally there is a woman that I know who's a friend. She's a member of our meetup group and has become a friend. She has just become certified in pranic healing. And while she was doing, let's say, her clinicals where she needed to get practice time with people on the table, and I was fortunate enough to go to her house so she could do her thing with me, and I was having some issues with my hip. And beforehand, we held space in silence where she was asking her, and I didn't know this, she was asking her masters to come in and help her with the healing. And while she was doing this silently, I had closed my eyes, and there were three gentlemen that showed up, and they were all in suits. They were in navy suits with a dark tie, and there were three gentlemen. And then there was her grandmother that was coming through and who was helping her when she does her healing. Now, when she finished, and I was about to get on the table, and I said, do you mind, there were some people that came through, do you mind if I share that with you? So I told her about the three men, and she said that she thought that was the master who created pranic healing, and she said she knew who the second man was, but she didn't know who the third man was. There were definitely three. So the next day she sent me an email of a picture of the master, and I'm terribly sorry, I can't remember his name, in a blue suit, black tie. And to know that someone who does this type of healing, and it works with, the pranic healing works with the meridians, with acupuncture, the acupuncture meridians. So it's not just a generalized healing and using energy. They're actually using, and they study the meridians in the body that the acupuncturists use. So to know that this woman who is getting certified in pranic healing actually has the founder of pranic healing coming through and helping her is huge. So if you wanted to do any kind of energy healing work, I would steer you in that direction. I'm also getting the feeling that you should incorporate, whatever you do, you should incorporate your legal abilities. Now, I don't know if this has something to do with, the hospice kept coming up, so I don't know how you could incorporate your legal abilities with working with people in hospice, but hospice would be a perfect platform for you to you know, to work with energy. I don't know if you would want to work with people who are about to cross over. But I think there's a way that you may be able to use your legal knowledge and abilities in whatever you do if you decide to go into something metaphysical, spiritual, working with energy, working with healing, something like that. I think you need to do something that most people are not. You need to do something where you are not following the herd. Okay, because you are too valuable, yeah. You're too smart, and you have too much going on. I mean, you've got a lot going on. You were smart enough to know when you were in a very toxic situation, work situation, and you were savvy enough to know to get out. And you were savvy enough to know to take some time off, to take care of yourself, and to evaluate what you want to do and where you want to go. So does any of this ring a bell, help you?
Yeah, it, wow, that's very beautiful. And when you said hospice, it's, yeah, that's actually something that I have thought about before, not really knowing, you know, how to get into it, but, you know, because I don't know how much medical training I would have to get in terms of that, but it's always something, you know, working with the elderly has always, the idea of it has always had a special place in my heart, or, you know, people who are ill, and, you know, getting ready to cross over. I don't know why. I don't know. It's just always sort of been there in the back of my mind.
I think you have the heart to do that. And there are people, and I don't know if it's just nurses. I don't know if nurses do this. It's with palliative care. There are people that come in for the family, and there's a beautiful article. I will try and find the article and post it on my website. I may have already done that. I'll have to take a look maybe on the blog part of my website, but there's a beautiful article about holding space for families. And you come in, the person who comes in, they take care of the family, they take care of the person who's about to cross over, and what you do is actually you just hold space for the family, and without judgment, and you help them, you answer questions, you keep yourself non-judgmental. And all you are there for is to help everyone deal with the situation and make people comfortable and help. I mean, this is something that you could bring your legal abilities into, and how people take care of their, you know, get their affairs in order and hold space for them and answer questions and incorporate your healing. I mean, there's so many different ways that you could use your talents in that capacity.
Okay.
You know, I think you can figure something out, because I think that you can do something very different from what everyone else is doing.
I agree.
Okay, great.
I agree. I just want to add that toxic situation was a catalyst for you. And, you know, the saying, healer, heal thyself?
Yes.
I would recommend going back to that situation in your mind and beginning to heal yourself with that situation, with all of the perceptions that you had, and where... You know how it feels when you know you're being attacked or sabotaged and all that stuff. That's attracted to us through our beliefs and our subconscious mind. So I would start there and let that go string by string. And then as you open up and then study different modalities and then look around at the legal landscape, you could become one-stop shopping for families. And I say that, and I agree with everything Sue just said. For instance, of getting people's affairs in order, like she said, being an advocate for people who need Medicaid or any kind of where legal would come in and trying to get people approved for stuff, trying to get the laws expanded, things like that, and then adding personal services for families and the patient with the healing and really help people through a time that is confusing and painful and just chaotic. I'm in that situation now. I have someone in a nursing facility with dementia, and it's pretty hard. But that's what I'm doing for her is, like Sue said, I hold the space for her, and I just keep throwing love at her and hope that whatever she contracted to experience at the end of her life, that she can go through it peacefully. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. All of it makes sense. You guys have been an amazing help.
You're one-stop shopping. You have so many talents. You'll find a way, and things and people will show up on your path, and inspired ideas, dreams, all kinds of stuff are going to start flooding your consciousness, and then just follow step by step like you're following breadcrumbs. And then one day you're going to look around and say, okay, this is why I'm so good at this and this and this, and now I can put that all under one umbrella. And I think you're going to be the head of a nonprofit organization. And also, that was another thought, helping nonprofit organizations who help people, they need legal counsel. I think you can do that too.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Wow. And this situation that you left, just think of it as one thread in the entire tapestry of your life, and that these people who mm-hmm. attacked you, one, you could have been a threat to them on some level. And also, when we get bullied, when we get attacked, the people who are doing the attacking, they do it because usually they see, now these people could see in you what they themselves are not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you have a bright light, a very bright light, and people, in terms of the ego, I'm a Course in Miracles teacher, so I always go back to the ego. Because that happened to me most of my career in traditional jobs, and it was explained to me in several different ways, but I figured it out. When you have a bright light like you have, and people compare themselves to you, which is what the ego essentially does, they compare themselves to you, feel less than you, and then blame you for them feeling guilty. So what the ego then does is attacks what it perceives to be the source of its guilt, which comes in your form, and then they attack you thinking that they're going to make themselves feel better. Does that make sense?
Yes, so much sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you shine a bright light and people feel scorched by that brightness, they try to dim it any way they can. And I think in your case, was there a lot of false accusations and made up stuff and gossip?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself and don't let the memories of that hold you back. Go back there and start healing that stuff. Forgive. Do you know the steps for forgiveness?
Yeah, I've been trying to work on that. It's definitely a work in progress.
Forgive the other person, forgive yourself, then mm-hmm. forgive the situation. Bless it and let it go. And then you're paving the way for creating the most amazing work environment, because it's coming from your subconscious mind, because you have that desire. Mix desire with taking steps for manifesting, and then that's how your dreams come true, literally. So anything else to add?
No, it's the only thing that I would have about that situation is a lot of that happened was very deliberate in that situation. It was deliberate, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like mm-hmm. I still don't appreciate how toxic it really was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever will. There is a part of me that still, I hope that, I mean, sometimes I've had even the paranoid thoughts of some of those same people still trying to prevent me from succeeding in doing something completely different,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense.
Sure. Sure.
But you can block that. Just shine white light on everybody there and put the intention that they move on to somebody else or something else, or maybe even work on themselves.
Yes.
But yeah, you can put mirrors around yourself. Just don't do that while you're driving. You can, if you feel that itch, like somebody's thinking about you or plotting, then you can surround yourself in mirrors, surround that person, whoever pops into your mind. And it's not like you actively think of somebody. They pop literally into your mind. So that could mean that they're thinking of you or talking about you. So you shine white light on them and work on them energetically. And this is good practice. It's also good practice for your own growth, because workplaces in general are a karmic battleground, but when it gets toxic like that, and I notice a trend of that amongst professionals like architects, lawyers, people who want to feel powerful and better than everybody else, it gets that way, and it's very difficult. I am just so thankful that you had the wherewithal to be able to just jump ship and get out of it and preserve yourself and your sanity.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah.
You're very, very smart. And when you use energy, make sure that you don't try and change them or change the situation. You just send that energy and let the, because the energy will know what it's doing. And because you don't want to try and deliberately send your energy to change someone or to change the situation, because then you're interfering with their experiences. So just do what Char said and protect yourself, and you know, just let that go, and you just keep focusing on you and where you want to go, and don't even give a second thought to these other people, because there is so much that you can do. You are so talented. There's just you can do anything that you want to do.
And always keep in mind universal law. Whatever you send to those people is going to come back to you three times stronger. So that's for you and the listeners who might be getting ideas, oh, I could do this in my situation. Be very careful. Remember that there is a boomerang effect, and karma can be a real bitch. So don't make your situation worse by sending something out that will strengthen and intensify in their energy field and come flying right back at you. Okay?
Right. Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you very much, ladies.
Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'll put you on hold. You too. Terrific stuff.
Yeah.
Do you need to take a break, Sue?
No. No, I'm fine.
No? Do you want to keep going for a few minutes? I have a little extra time on the on the recording.
Sure.
Okay. Area code 252. We're gonna try to speed things up and take at least three more people. So you're gonna hear my speech start to get a little rapid, but I want to help a few more people before we sign off. Okay. Area code 252. Bring you live on the air. Welcome to the show. And hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Keisha from North Carolina.
Hi there.
Hi, Keisha. How can Sue help you today?
I just want to see, know if you see me getting a job soon, or you see my finances lifting up a little bit.
Can you be a little bit more specific, and what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I was looking into getting, trying to see if I can find some opportunity where I can kind of be on my own. But other than that, you know, I was kind of thinking about doing this CNA thing.
What?
So I'm kind of like I'm on a fence about that. But
what is CNA?
Oh, the nursing assistant.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's hard work.
It is.
It is, but it's you get used to it. It's not that bad.
Right.
Is there any way, if you did this nursing assistant, that you could work with children?
With children?
Mm-hmm. Rehabilitation with children?
I've never heard of that. Everybody that is a CNA I know work with older people. But you're saying children?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some research, because I know there's children hospitals, but, you know, that's in the other state. Or maybe... I don't know. I have to look it up, to tell you the truth. But I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I
was out there. I just rid of it.
That's just yeah. what came to me was working with children in rehab. You know, accidents or post-surgery, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you want to go for a nursing degree?
I'm in the school trying to be a nursing, but I am struggling on so many different levels. So I'm kind of taking a break. And I'm still, like, kind of, like, on a fence about that. Should I just go ahead and take at least that one class or some type of class, or should I just take this? Because last year was like, oh, it was a bit much. But and I'm not really doing too good. So I'm kind of trying to use this break to kind of regroup, right?
Well,
have some fun.
Okay.
Some of that stuff on me, that negativity off of me, make some friends.
There you go.
On dates, try to get my brain back to wanting to do something with my life, you know?
That's
what I'm doing. But I don't know. And then coming back and redoing the classes I failed and then going full steam ahead once I got rejuvenated, you know, get my energy centers rejuvenated again, you know?
Right. If you need a job right now and you want to go through that training to be an assistant, go ahead and do it, but don't think of that as long term. You need to be in those nursing classes. And
so you think I should just go ahead and sign up for that class?
I think if you want to do the CNA thing, make sure that you see that as short term and a way to bring in some money. But I personally would like to see you back in the nursing classes. And if you need to, if you're struggling with them, just take one class at a time and get a tutor if you need it. Because I know
that takes money. I tried it. I needed it last semester, but the money ain't there really. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you take the CNA. But even that, everything is coming in at one time, and I don't have the money to kind of take it all at right now.
Right.
Even though
could you get a study group going with fellow students? That might be helpful.
Yeah, but I'm not the most likable person, so I don't know if they'll really do it with me. So I'm on the bully group. So and I don't want to because if they say something to me, I'm gonna say something back. So I understand about karma, but if you come up to me the wrong way,
I
will touch you.
Yeah.
So it's like that, you know, but a lot of in this society, they don't want you to say, they think, oh, well, you bully, we bully you, you better not, you don't have the right to say something back. No, I have all the right in the world to say something
back. That's right, that's absolutely right. That's right.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my situation. So.
Well, you know,
for a minute, because I made some notes a minute ago. With regard to your energy, I sense that it's a little scattered, and I wrote a question to ask you. Do you have trouble making decisions?
Yes, that ADHD, and that's what's happening. Like, I'm totally distracted.
Oh, there we go.
The focus is not there, and it doesn't matter how long I study, what I study. Like, it just, you know, I just fall apart with it. So I'm just like, well, let me back up and, like, kind of, you know, regroup. Think about what I really want in life and then come back swinging. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was thinking that would kind of help with the focus. And, you know, maybe I just got too much on my mind, you know, to really handle school.
Okay.
Because
that's what I was thinking.
It seems to me what I was getting was that you try and do too much at one time, which is why I...
But even though I'm not doing a lot, I'm not really doing nothing, but it's whatever I'm doing is just too much. So it's...
Got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Here's the good news, and if you need to take time to save up some money, I have a friend of mine who can heal ADHD. She did it for her husband.
Uh-huh.
He's showing no symptoms. He's off his medicine and has been for over 2 years. It's miraculous. She did a healing on me. I was allergic to tomatoes, not anymore. But I can, if you want to contact me through my website, spiritualinsightsradio.com. Is this the first time you've ever heard of the show or listened to it?
I've seen you once or twice. Oh, goodness. Can I have your phone number real quick? Let me get an ink pen. I'm sorry. Because my computer, everything is broke down on me. So
I
got my pencil. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't want to give my phone number out on the air because we have a couple hundred thousand listeners. But my
How about your email?
Here we go.
spiritualinsightsradio.com, and then just click contact Char. And then you can send me a note, and that will give me your email address, and then I'll send you all the information, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
But that ADHD is the problem, and all of this, everything else you described are symptoms. So the problem is the ADHD. If you can get that under control, pace yourself and stay focused, and you're having highs and lows. Do you have...
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
And euphoria, okay, so that's something that can be addressed too. Are you bipolar? I hate to be blunt.
I'm diagnosed bipolar, yeah.
Okay, so get this stuff under control. I'll send you the information for my friend. She's very nice. You may have to save up, but I'm telling you, it's worth it, and she will work on it until you're better. All right?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, contact me through the website, and I'll send you all the information. Her name is Linda Rosenbaum, and her website is myhusbandhasadd.com.
Okay.
She is one of the best. She wrote one of the best non-clinical memoirs on ADD and ADHD that doctors kicked her out of their office. They were so mad that she knew more than they did about it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So she gets the Nobel Prize. Got you.
She's working it. I had a chance to talk to her last night, actually, after a very long time. But I would definitely recommend that, and I'm going to hand it back over to Sue for any final thoughts.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
No, the only thing that I would add to that is that you should be in nursing.
A lot of people are saying that, so we're going to see. But I'm going to take this time out.
You can do it. And when I took a math class, I'm terrible at math, and especially with this new core math.
That's what I felt. Yeah.
My 12-year-old neighbor came over and tutored me. So you can find a tutor somewhere for little to no money.
Well, maybe my twins can do it. They got an A in it.
There you go.
The whole time.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll find a way. Just get in touch with me through the website, and we'll get you started. And a year from now, your life will be totally different, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you
so
much.
Sweetheart.
All right.
You're welcome.
Take care.
God bless. With sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let me refresh the lineup. Area code 872, you're up next, followed by area code 708 and 760 if we can get to you. We'll try. We're going to do our best. Area code 872, bring you live on the air.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
It's just...
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from, dear?
My name is Malik. I'm living in Chicago right now, but I'm staying in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm on vacation.
Oh, okay. And how can we help you today, Malik?
I'm asking something. Well, just recently, I graduated from a school in Lake in the Hills, Illinois, for truck driving as an OTR. And I just recently got my Class A CDL, and I'm contracted with a company for 13 months so I could pay off my tuition, because what they do is they basically fund everything up front. They put you in a hotel for about a good 5 or 6 weeks. You get your CDL. They train you for everything, and then you have to work for them for a certain period of time to pay off the loan. And then if you want to work another year, you can do so, and they'll actually reimburse you for that loan. I just want to see, like, what do you see as far as this particular company? Because my idea was I wanted to, you know, get a few years in, because this is what I love to do. I love to drive 18-wheeler. And not only does it make great money, it's something I just enjoy doing. It's a career. It's not just a simple job. Eventually, I want to get me my own truck. It's something that I want to buy me my own truck. I also want to start my own business. I want to start my own trucking company and then expand and, you know, hopefully get to the point where I'm just basically nationwide, you know, because this is it's a business where you can easily become a millionaire if you play all your cards right.
Absolutely.
I also have another question about relationships. I have a crazy ex-girlfriend. She still tries to hit me up. She harasses me, and I've thought about filing a restraining order because she'll send me explicit pictures. When she gets mad, she'll send explicit pictures of different men and, you know, private parts, and it's disgusting. But tell me what's going on.
Okay.
Really, I've already moved on from her. It's just I want to see what you see as far as, you know, something new.
All right, what I'm feeling with this company is that do what you need to do and to get this loan paid off, and then you can ease yourself out of there and stay on good terms. I would not stay with this company long term. I feel that there is a sense of maybe a little bit of taking advantage of their employees and getting more, getting the optimal amount of work that they can for as little amount of money. So I would absolutely encourage you to do what you want to do and what you plan to do. And long-haul trucking across country is where the big money is. And do what you can to get your own rig and to do that, because you are a very dependable person. And people, especially in this line of work, are going to need your dependability, and they will get to know you, and you can start your own business and you can be very successful at it. And so do what you need to do to get this loan cleared up, and then do what you need to do to be able to have your own truck and to be able to do this. Because I used to drive escort cars for wide truckloads back in the 70s. And there is nothing like being a truck driver and working on the road. It is, if you can handle that kind of life, and if you can be, a nomad, basically, and to do this, it can be a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, and it's
a lifestyle.
Yes, it is a lifestyle, and not everyone
it's a type of lifestyle.
So I know exactly where you're coming from. I think this is a great thing that you're doing. You are dependable. You are good with people. You can talk and have, you know, socialize with people, and on a very, you know, very, I don't know how I want to say it, but personable level. So I think you're very well suited for this as far as the girlfriend. If you can change your number and get a restraining order, then do it and get rid of her. Don't even give her the opportunity of knowing what your phone number is to be able to text you these pictures. Change your email if you need to. Get rid of her.
She ain't got that. she has been a thorn in my side. You know, the reason why we broke up is because she went out and slept with somebody else, and I went out, and after I found out, I ended up sleeping with somebody else too. And she kept begging me to stay, and I just told her it's not going to work out. It's not something that I want.
No, move on.
And I kept telling her,
Is she harassing your friends too?
She's harassed my dad, and she's harassed my dad, my brother, and a couple of female friends that I have on Facebook, yes.
Yeah, give her an ultimatum. Tell her, this is it. This is the last time. I'm not going to say this again. And if you do anything else, I'm getting a restraining order. You can go ahead and do that. And then it's really nice to make sure that somebody doesn't have your contact information. But don't let her push you and push your buttons, and she's bothering your family and your friends. And just tell her straight up. You know what? Don't do that. Just go do it. If the next time she pulls an incident, just say you're pushing me. And then the next thing she does, you got to hit her with the restraining order. Don't warn her, because if she does it first, it comes down on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just go now, get it. You shouldn't. Don't put up with people like this.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. And don't show your cards.
I.
No,
I had somebody coming at me. I ran that guy out of the state and took all three of his kids off him. I don't play. So it's up to you. You know, you got to really put your foot down because you're nice, and this is why she does it, and that's why she gets away with it.
I could be a real asshole though when the time gets right. But yeah, I've really looked over it because I keep telling her to basically leave me alone. You know, I want to do something else with my life. I don't want this, and she keeps pushing herself on me, and it's like I feel suffocating in a way, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like I don't want this. This is something I just don't want at all. And you know,
change the phone number for starters. Let it calm down. All right.
Yeah,
change your phone number for starters. See if it calms down, and if it keeps up, just do it. Well, we got to move on, Malik. We were really only supposed to do one question per caller, and we gave you two.
I do have one more question that was kind of attached to that. What do you see as like something as far as something new?
A relationship?
Yes, I already asked that question though.
I think you have it in the back of your mind that you need to take a break, and I think that's wise, and I think you should focus on paying. I got the message, pay your dues with this company, and then keep your feelers out and focus on that. Someone may come along as a companion, but I don't see anything major or significant in the next 6 months or so, at least. I don't know. Sue, anything?
No, I don't, and I think right now that is a distraction for you, that you have, you know exactly what you want to do, and that you need to formulate your plan and how you're going to do it, and let the relationship thing come as it will. I wouldn't go looking.
Right.
I wouldn't try and cultivate that into your life right now. It's not what you need. I think you need space, and you need to be with you and who you are, and figure out exactly what you want in life and who you want to be with in life.
Right. Yeah, I totally get you. I mean, I feel like when the right person comes, she's going to come. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I think you have a good plan.
They come to find you, absolutely.
Right.
You have a good plan on what you want to do for your future.
Real successful. Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, Malik. It's nice to hear a man's voice on the line.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll put you on hold so you can continue to listen, and we're going to take another call. All right, thanks, Malik. All right, area code. We got a little over 15 minutes left. I'll give you a two-minute warning, Sue.
Okay.
So that we can sign off properly. Area code 708, bringing you live on the air.
Hello,
welcome to the show. What's your name,
Delphine.
And where are you calling from?
This is Delphine, and I'm calling
from
Illinois.
Delphine from Illinois, pretty name. Yeah. How can we help you?
Well, I'm currently working, and I just got offered a different job, and I'm very excited. So I was wondering, how do you see this job coming for me, or do you see anything else coming out of my 2016?
What is the job that you currently have, and what job have you been offered? Is it in the same area?
It's in the same area. I'm a psych counselor at a nursing facility, and this new job, I'll be working at a hospital for psych residents. So I'll be working at a hospital, like a psychiatric assessor.
Look at the theme for the show with the
I know.
Hospitals and all that stuff. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is this job offer the new one? Feel like a dream come true?
You said what?
Does the new job offer feel like a dream come true to you?
Well, it does. I have to see about the pay, because I'm supposed to call the woman tomorrow and we discuss over the further details. But it's a relief from my current job.
Okay. Got it. I feel it. What do you think, Sue?
I get the sense that with this new job, there's going to be a lot more administrative duties and a lot more paperwork. Am I getting that correctly? Or are you going to be more hands-on?
I'm going to be just discharged. I mean, when people come in, I'm going to just be assessing them and diagnosing them. And,
okay, okay.
You know, throughout okay. their stay and then discharging them.
Okay, okay. It'll be a lot less stressful for you by far.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
good.
I think that's important to you right now. I don't think that I'm getting the feeling that your psyche and your body cannot handle a lot of stress.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this job feels like an answer to a prayer that you made a while back.
Well, I've been praying for every day. Please, please. I don't know about a while back prayer, but every day.
Well, if this feels good to you, if this job feels good to you, and when you talk to the woman to discuss pay and everything, and don't settle. Okay, you are worth what you're worth. Okay, don't see yourself as smaller than. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to put it into words right now,
right,
because no, I'm just feeling this.
Just don't settle.
Yeah, don't settle. Don't settle, and know your worth, and be confident when you talk to her.
Okay.
You know, because I think this would... I'm sorry?
Anything else from my 2016 you pick up?
The only thing that I'm getting is that there's a calmness that needs to happen within your body, because what I'm seeing are these, like, spurs running through your blood. And this could be stress. This could be agitation. So I would say you really need to take care of yourself. You need to make sure that you're hydrated and make sure that you're drinking enough water.
Right.
Okay? And because I think that's very important for you to keep your body flushed, and that you need to start, you know, just kind of bathing your internal organs with some really good water and drink plenty of it.
Okay.
And if you've listened, have you listened to the show before?
Yeah, a while.
Okay. Because we give a lot of advice about de-stressing, like salt baths. You can put sea salt in the bathtub and soak in it, and that will help remove negativity from your aura, and it calms you, and just different things like candles, or set a nice ritual to de-stress and give yourself permission to be relaxed and get all these toxins from the stress out of your body, and then you'll start to see an improvement, not only in your physical health, but your mental health, your outlook, and then things really fall into place for you. I think you have
okay.
a really good year ahead. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
and
you.
Good
You're
luck
welcome,
with
Delphine.
Good luck with this new job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? All right, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. And moving on to... area code 760, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's
Hello.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Georgette, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Georgette.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah,
what's your question?
My question is, it's a twofold. So whatever, you know, comes up the strongest, I am in a position to... except in a relationship, you know, that is long-term, finding my true life partner. So I would be very interested in knowing about that. And if career comes up, that's okay for me too.
So is there a specific question that you have about?
That's a bit general.
Yeah. Okay, so... You know, let's just go with the relationship question. I'd like to know when I might meet the one.
It's going to be a while.
That's usually a pretty difficult thing because we create our own reality and we create our own circumstances. And when we truly have a great relationship with ourselves and we learn to love ourselves and nurture ourselves, that we are more open to having that relationship that will last with another person. So since things change from moment to moment and we create our own reality, that things with finances, money, and our idea of money and relationships and our idea of relationships is all bound up within our expectations and our belief systems. So it's really difficult to predict, you know, when someone is going to meet the one and when a relationship is going to be coming, or, you know, and other things, money and you know, if there's going to be money coming in or job, that it's very difficult. If you are in a dating situation and you have three people that you're dating, then we might be able to focus in on which one would be the best. But for such a general question, I just can't answer that. If you have something very, very specific concerning someone who's already in your life or someone that you have met, that's one thing. But generally speaking, you know, with a question,
and the information that comes through with a general question like that is generally very vague, and it makes us cherry pick, and then in the interest of time, we go for the specific questions that gives us something to latch on to, get into the energy, translate it, and bring you what you need to hear. Does that make sense?
I'm hearing what you're saying, absolutely. Yes,
okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there is somebody that I'm working with right now, and I feel a connection with this person. I'm just not sure whether, you know, this is a potential relationship or not. And I only ask that question because I've worked with many men in my life, and I don't consider, you know, most of them I haven't considered whether it would turn into a relationship or not. But this particular person I wonder about.
I'm not picking anything up more than a friendship with this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. I don't think he's for you.
Right.
I don't think he'll meet your standards in a relationship. But as a coworker and a pal, I think he's okay. I think a friendship would be much more rewarding than a disappointment, which I think you would be very disappointed, and then you still have to work with him. So I would dial that. But
I don't necessarily have to work with him. It's actually a contract position, and I could.
Oh, okay.
You know, say yes,
that's better.
At any time.
That's better.
Would never think of getting involved with someone who is in a corporate situation. So
I
totally agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much all we have. But thank you for the call.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye bye. Happy New Year. All right. Let's try to squeeze one more in and just go as quickly as possible. And area code 504, bring you live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mary Lou.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you at?
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm in New Orleans. And I was going to ask about...
New Orleans? Wow.
I was going to ask about spirit. I have had something with me last night, and I don't know who it was, but there's definitely a spirit with me, and they're trying to get my attention, and I'm really just not sure who or what or what the message is.
It feels like a male energy. Did you have any feelings that it was either male or female?
Not strong one way or another, but it was my dad's birthday, and he is on the other side.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, I want you, this is something different, okay? I want you to close your eyes And take a deep breath. Take it in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And relax your entire body. Take another deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And relax your body. Now I want you to clear your mind of all stresses and everything that's gone on yesterday and today. And just clear your mind and imagine yourself walking down a path. Can you see that path?
Yeah.
Imagine yourself walking along this path. And you're by yourself. Surroundings are beautiful. And ahead of you, you see a house. Do you see the house in front of you?
No. I'm sorry.
All right, just relax.
There's no house there.
All right, just relax. Can you still envision yourself on this path?
Yes.
Don't feel silly. Don't feel anything. Just let your emotions go. Let your emotions relax. Can you envision some kind of house, some kind of building in front of you that you're walking toward?
Okay.
Now I want you to walk up the steps or to the front. I want you to see the front door. Can you see the front door?
See the house. The door isn't quite visible.
All right, with your feelings, just feel like there's a door.
Okay.
Now envision yourself opening the door or walking through the door. Because it's all energy. And I want you to walk through the door, whether you open it or whether you walk through it. Can you can you envision yourself doing that?
Okay.
And I want you to see yourself in a space. It can be any kind of space that you want. And imagine that your father is there.
We have 1 minute, so.
You can connect with him. You don't need me. Do this on your own. You can do it in silence. Today, tonight, whenever you feel like it. And you can connect with him. Just relax and know that it's real.
Okay, that's all the time we have. We have 20 seconds. That was very nice. Okay, that should get you started, Mary Lou, but be open to communication with your dad, and he'll find a way to get a message to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your call. All right, everybody, that's all the time we have. Until next time, first Monday of every month, God bless and be at peace.
Muted.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.